people didn't know this, right? In the new year, we have so many greetings. And this is just one of them, or two of them, right?
To see the 一年里面,
大家都知道这个祝福语,
where does it come from?
这是哪里来的? 你们知道哪里来的吗?
Mary's husband knows, because he's from Beijing.
陶冶弟兄他是北京来的 他知道中国文化
他说那个安迪兄你说话声音大也太矮了不好像北京对不起陶冶弟兄陶冶弟兄从北京来的你更了解中国文化
这个是从哪里来 这个祝福语是哪里来 他说没关系，其实很多人都不知道的。 他说从很古老的这个，就是中国的文学里面的典故里面，他们有个书叫做《尚书》，你们有听说过吗？ 就是古代的这个文献。 其实很多的这种新年的祝福语啊，春节祝福语都是从那里来的。
But as a matter of fact, it will surprise you. This is from the Bible.
你们会发现，这个其实也是从圣经来。
When David,
这个心意也是从圣经来。当大卫，
When David, he meditated.
当大卫他在灵修祷告的时候，
When everything settled down.
当事情都平稳的时候，
and then reflect,
他就回想，
God, what God has done in his life.
他在回想神在他生命里做了什么，
and he just write down what God has done.
他就写下神给他做了什么。
And this is come from, everybody know,
这个,
I'll explain from Psalm 23.
这你们如果 你们可能都记得，这个其实来自于圣经诗篇23篇，
yes,
也是同样的意思。
Today I want you to start with a blessing from the Bible,
今天,
from David, and Psalm 23 is the pearl of the Psalms. It's the climax, the most important chapter.
今天新年的第一天，我们就一起来领受这个诗篇23篇里面的这个祝福，它是整个这个祝福里面一个高潮的一个地方。Let's
read that.
我们一起来读诗篇23篇。好， Anna， 谢谢你。I
think most people can recite it.
应该大部分人都可以背得下来。Okay,
anyone can just recite it out. Just,
谁可以自愿来背诵一下诗篇23篇？耶和华是我的牧者，必不致缺乏。记住，好，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他领我在可安歇的水边。
The beginning of a year, I want you to remember Psalm 23. It's only six verses. Six verses. I read in English first, okay. Now, in order to have the blessing of God, we must memorize it and trust in it and follow it and do it. If we don't even have that, how can God bless us? Because that, the Holy Spirit bless us through God's word.
就是圣灵他祝福我们呢，就是通过神的话语。如果我们没有神的话语的话，我们怎么能领受到这个祝福呢？
Okay, let's read that together.
我们一起来读,
in Chinese.
一起来读中文。耶和华是我的牧者。 我必不致缺乏，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。哦，那你
，OK，stay at the verse six，OK。
我们停在第六节这个地方。
David today, 3,000 years ago, David wrote this, and he want to bless you in 2024, the Chinese Dragon New Year.
他在两千年前就已经写了这个诗篇，就是要祝福。包括我们现在2024年这个
新年 the last one is exactly what it means.
这最后一节正是他想要表达的意思。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the life.
这必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
万事如意，
就是万事如意。
Everything according to God's will. God's will.
这一切都照着神的心意。
Not our will, it's God's will.
不是我们的心意，是神的心意。
Everything,
全部
God's love and everything will follow you.
神的爱会跟随着你。
And
那你干脆停掉 share， 然后重来一遍，可能会。
That's okay. The meaning is 万事如意。The 意就是 God's will be done.God's will be done. That's in Romans chapter
28.
Romans chapter 8:28 is the key words in the New Testament.
那这个罗马书第八章第二十八节呢，就是新约的一个关键。
It says all things will work together for the good of those who love him.
那就是万事要互相效力，要叫是爱神的人得益处。
Those are is called according to his purpose, that's his children.
就是那个按他旨意所拣选的子民。
Here, David, indeed, 3,000 years ago, Paul in 2,000 years ago, and talk about all things work together. David do the same thing.Everything work together according to God's will.
那就是一样，大卫也是，就是万事互相效力，就像在神在三千年前他写的，就是神就是要跟我们一起。
The second one is the in Chinese. Where's the Chinese now?
五福临门。
五福临门。Okay.
Yeah. 那刚才讲的中文就是第二个就是五福临门，万事如意。第二句五福临门。
Oh, that's okay. Stay here. Everyone is okay.Here, it says here, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. House of the Lord is God's house.
那这里说到耶和华的殿中，我要住在殿中直到永远。那
If we dwell in God's house, all the blessing from God.
那如果我们住在神的家中的话，所有家的祝福呢，都是你的。
Blessing.The five blessings actually means all blessing, a lot of things.
那五福呢，其实就是所有的福气。
If you can check the internet, or check something, then you'll find out all the basic, you know, peace, joy, all these things, wealth, you know, all these, you know, about five blessings.
那如果你在网上搜索的时候，你搜到这个五福，就是所有的这一切，喜乐、和平。就是所有神的这些恩典。
When we dwell in the house of God,
那我们住在神的殿中的时候，像大卫一样的。
God's blessing will be with us.
那神的祝福呢，就会跟我们同
在。And you don't need to worry about, you know, all other things because God is your blessing.
那你就不需要担心任何事情，因为神就是你的祝福。
So the last words, basically, David wants you to.A conclusion of the Psalm 23, that is, God's love, all the blessing, will be with you according to God's will, and as long as you dwell in the house of God, and the five blessings all the blessing will be with you.
那这个诗篇二十三篇的总结呢，就是大卫的总结，就是只要你住在神的殿中，所有的福气都会跟随你。
And that's the conclusion. We start from the end. That's the conclusion. God is your blessing in the dragon year.
那这是我们从结尾开始讲，就是在这个龙年呢，神的祝福要临到你。
And that's from David.
这是从大卫来的。
I want you to remember all year about the blessing of David.
那就是整年呢，我们都要回想这个大卫的这个祝福。
God will bless you. Everything will work together for the good.
那神呢会祝福你呢，使万事都互相效力。
All the blessing in the house of God will come to you.
那所有神殿中的祝福呢，都会临到你。
As long as you dwell in the house of God.
只要你住在耶和华的殿中。
It's a choice.
这是一个选择。
You don't have to do that.
你不需要做。
Actually, most of us probably won't do it from time to time.
那其实大部分人呢，就是不能时时都是住在殿中。
Moses said, "You must choose life."
那摩西说了，你要选择生命。
Before enter the promised land, Moses, you know, addressed to the people of Israel. You guys, you know, you always go astray like a sheep, but you have to choose God.
那呢，在这个摩西准备进到这个应许之地的时候，他就跟他的会众说。他说：“你们要选择生命，选择神。
God wants you to choose Him every day.
那神呢？希望我们每一天都来选择他。
Put on the new clothes.
让我们就是穿上新人。
Put on the blessing.
穿上祝福。
But we are like a sheep, lost sheep. You know, we wandering around.
那可是呢？我们就像迷失的羊，常常就是走迷失了。
But God knows you.
但是神知道你，认识你。
Don't worry. Every day is a new day.
不用担心，每一天都是新的。
Yesterday you did not follow. Today is a new day. It's a new morning.
那昨天如果你没有跟随，没有关系。今天又是一个新的早晨，新的开始。
And you can still choose.
你还是可以来选择。
Choose God's blessing.
选择神的祝福。
Choose to be in God.
选择住在神的殿中。
Choose to focus on Him instead of the problem.
选择就是注视他，而不是注视在你的问题上面。
God's blessing is bigger than the problem.
那神的祝福呢，是大过你的一切麻烦。
The bigger the God, the smaller the problem.
你的神越大呢，你的问题就越小。
So focus on Him.
那呢，我们定睛在他身上。
David wanted to focus on God is your blessing.
那我们定睛在神，大卫定睛在神，就是他的祝福。
God is not just give blessing; He is the blessing.
他不只是神，不只是给予祝福的人，他就是一个祝福。
That's why in Genesis chapter 15, and Abraham asked God's blessing.
那在创世纪呢，亚伯拉罕呢就问神要祝福。
And God talked to Abraham. Okay, now you don't have anything. It's okay, but I will give it to you. But I'm your greatest blessing.
那神呢就回答他说，你虽然现在什么都没有，没有关系，但是我就是你最大的祝福。
I'm your blessing.
我就是你的祝福。
When you have me, you have everything.
你有我呢，就所有都有了。
Some people say my husband is my blessing.
有的人说，哦，我的老公是我的祝福。
Good for you.
非常好。
But a lot of time.
但是很多时候呢。
You get disappointed.
那你会失望。
He's only human.
他只是一个人。
And someone say, "My wife is my blessing."
那有人说，哦，我的老婆是我的福气啊。
That's good.
也很好。
But a lot of time.
但很多时候呢。
She drives you nuts.
她也会让你头痛。
Now we already have someone talk to each other.
你看底下已经有人在窃窃私语了哈。
Because we have the misconception, we're only human. We think, you know, another human being is your blessing. He is perfect. You demand. That's impossible.
那因为我们人呢，就是都会觉得，哦，那个人可能是我的祝福，是我的福气。但是我们人都是人，我们会要求。
God is the only blessing. Perfect.
那神呢，才是一个最大的福气。
Your greatest blessing.
最大的一个福气。
So when you have problem, the first thing you go is go to God.
那如果你有麻烦了，第一件事情你要找谁？就是找神。
Dwell in the house of God.
住在他的殿中。
Where's the house of God?
那神的殿在哪里呢
？House God is not just this church.
那神的殿不仅仅就是这个教会。
It's everywhere.
其实是每一个地方。
Because when Moses ask God, what is your name?
那因为呢，摩西呢问神，你的名字叫什么？
And Moses said, God said, I am who I am.
那呢，这个神的回答就是什么？我是自由拥有的神。
I will be what I will be.
那我是谁就是谁。
Means God emphasizes He's with you now. He also will be with you forever.
那意思就是呢，他现在与你同在，他也会永远的与你同在。
Then God tells Moses, "This is a sacred place. You have to take off your sandal."
然后这个时候呢，神就说，这是一个神圣的地方，你要把你脚上的鞋脱掉。
And Jesus said, "Now whoever worship God." Is worship him in your heart and in spirit. That's the temple of God.
那呢，那个耶稣也说了，就是敬拜不在这个身上，也不在那个身上，乃是在我们的心里用真诚实心灵和诚实来敬拜。
The first thing you must focus is dwell in the house of God is go back to God every time. That's a problem.Don't go back to people first. Go back to God.
那住在神的殿中的第一件事情有问题的时候呢，不要找人，是先找神。
At any time, even you are in the sky train.
任何时候，包括你如果在天车上的时候。
You are in Beijing.
或者你在北京的时候。
You are in the washroom.
或者你在厕所。
God is everywhere.
神哪都在。
Because the Bible said Jeremiah 23:24, "Am I fill heaven and earth?"
那因为那个耶利米书23-24讲的，就是我岂不是住在万事当中吗？
Psalm 139, where can I get away from your spirit?
那呢，139篇也说了，就是我从哪里去可以躲避你的灵？
This is the sacred place at this moment.
那这个时候，这个地方就是一个圣洁的地方。
Even that's a kitchen.
如果即使那里有一个就是厨房
，You can worship him.
你也可以来敬拜他。
Dwell in the house of God. The house of God is everywhere, just where you are.
那这个神的殿呢，就是任何地方你在的地方。
Pray to him.
向他来祷告。
Talk to him.
跟他来说话。
Connect to him.
跟他来连接。
That's what David means. David always talked to God. Psalm 16. I always set the Lord beside me.
那呢是像大卫一样，大卫一直都在与神来沟通，就像。
He's at my right hand. I will not be shaken.
那呢，他到诗篇讲了，神在我的右边，我必不致动摇。
So I'm safe and secure because God is with me now.
那神与我同在呢，我就是平静安稳的。
Last time we talking about, you know, a couple sermons ago, we talking about God is with you.
那呢，前几次的那个讲到，我们讲到神与我们同在。
Do not be afraid.
不用害怕。
God is, He goes ahead of you.
他呢，在你前面，是在你前面，不用担心。
And he goes behind you.
他也在你的后面。
He'll protect you.
他也会来保护你。
Basically, God walk with you.
那基本上来说呢，就是神与你同行。
But you must humble.
但是呢，你要谦卑。
Micah 6:8.
Make what?
Micah. 尼迦书。
哦，弥迦书 ，Micah，OK， 弥迦书 ，Micah， 6:8.
God wants you to walk with Him humbly.
那神呢，希望我们以谦卑的心与他同行。
If not humble, you cannot walk with God.
如果呢，你不能谦卑，你是无法与神同行。
If you are plow sheep, you just wandering around, and then you insist on way, you cannot follow God.
那如果呢，你就是按着自己的想法走这走那的话，你没有办法来跟随神。
We are not humble people. We are proud people.
因为我们不是就是谦卑的，而是骄傲的人。
We do our thing first, and then we in trouble, then we may pray.
那我们做我们自己事情，然后我们有麻烦了，我们再来祷告。
God wants you to humble yourself.
但是神希望我们
来。To know you are a lost sheep, always insist on your own way. That's the Bible's concept of our behavior. We always lose our way.
那呢，我们要神希望我们承认我们就是那个迷失的羊，要常常的与他同在。那圣经上就说了，我们就是常常就是走偏了道路。
And Jesus said, "I'm a good shepherd."
那耶稣说呢，我是好牧人。
John 10:11.
那个约翰福音10:10.
Good shepherd means I will guide you, I will show you the way, I will protect you, I will be your everything. You don't need to worry.
那呢，好牧人就是说，我会带领你，我会保护你，你不用担心任何事情。
So the first thing is that we must humble ourselves.
所以第一件事呢，我们就是要谦卑。
Follow the shepherd.
跟随我们的牧羊人。
Don't be an arrogant sheep.
不要做那个自大的羊。
And follow because we don't know about anything.
我们要跟随，因为我们并不知道任何事情。
And God wants us to follow His way, follow His voice, follow everything.
那神呢希望我们跟随他的脚步跟随他的声音跟随他的一切
And Jesus I'm a good shepherd
那耶稣说我就是好牧人
A good shepherd give you abundance
那呢好牧人呢要给你丰盛的生命
You don't need to worry about life
你不需要担心你的生命
Also a good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep
而且呢一个好牧人呢会为羊舍命
That's called love
这就是爱
So the good shepherdis right at the first blessing now in the Psalm 23.
那这个诗篇23篇第一节。
And David talk about the Lord is my shepherd.
那第一节就讲到了耶和华是我的牧者。
He did not say the Lord is the shepherd.
他没有说主是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
他说这个神呢是我的
personal
是一个非常
your shepherd
个人关系是我们个人
We always think okay, the Lord is just a flock of shepherd. They're running around, you know, God look at them like a group.
那不是说就是好像很一群的，然后神呢就是看过一群的人。
David is the first one he looked at God.The God is my personal shepherd.
可是大卫呢是第一个呢把神呢当作我个人的牧人。
The Lord is Mary's shepherd.
那神呢是 Mary 的牧羊人。
Is David's shepherd.
也是 David 的牧羊人。
They are different.
他们两个是不同的人。
Because a different path.
有两个不同的道路。
Different blessing.
不同的祝福。
Different providence.
也不同的就是供应。
And different plan.
也不同的计划。
But we always say, "Hey, listen to me." My wife tell me, "Listen to me. My way or no way."
那我常常就我老婆跟我说，哎，听我的，我的方法是对的。
Yeah, you know, you can throw your way, but my way is the only way.
我的办法是唯一的办法。
So we know we are arrogant.
那我们要知道我们是自大的。
We don't know everybody is unique.
我们知道每一个人呢都是独特的。
And because the uniqueness, God knows how to deal with each of us. Even your husband and wife has a different plan.
那呢，因为我们是不同的，所以呢，我们即使是丈夫妻子，我们都有一个不同的计划。
We can have the united of the same heart.But you don't have to walk the same path. Still, you can move forward hand in hand.
那虽然我们可以是同心合意，但是呢，我们的道路并不是一，就是神对我们的计划并不是一样的。
It says here,
我们可是还是可以一起走。
The Lord is my shepherd, my personal shepherd.
那这里说了，这个耶和华是我的牧者，是我个人的牧者。
John shepherd is James shepherd.
是 John 的 shepherd.
Is Susan shepherd. Is Anna shepherd.
Susan 的牧人也是 Anna 的牧人
All different
都是不一样的
Personal He knows you by name
是一个非常个人他知道我们的名字他认得我们的名字
He knows your secret
他也知道你的秘密
He knows what is the private information you cannot disclose
那他知道你一些内心的一些秘密呢你是不能对外说的
Even some of them you cannot tell your partner
甚至就是不能跟你的配偶来说
He knows everything
他知道所有的一切
But don't worry
但是不用担心
And he also is blessing He is not going to He going to no matter what happened He's still your father
那不用担心不管发生什么他还是你的父亲
The good shepherd is your father That is a revelation from New Testament
那呢这个好牧人呢也是你的父亲这是一个来自新约的一个启示
Old Testament No Old Testament justGod is God. That's why David says here, the Lord.
那呢旧约没有讲到父亲这个，就是旧约就是耶和华神就是神。那大卫这里说呢
？David is very bold because he set the law. Law, you know, means what? And exactly, yeah, when God talked to Moses, it's Yahweh.
那呢，这个大卫这里说耶和华呢，其实是个非常大胆的，因为在摩西那个时候呢，他称自己是亚伟。
亚伟 they cannot say it, Jewish cannot say it.
那因为这个亚伟这个词呢，作为以色列人，他们不能说。
Cannot even write it.
他们也不可以写下来。
They can only use the law.
那他们只有就是代替，就是主，用主这个。
The law they use Adonai. Adonai means okay, the law. They can only use it as a symbol.
那就是他们希伯来语的 Adonai.
But the original text is here. The original Hebrew is.The law means I am that I am is your shepherd.
那这个主呢，就是我是自由拥有的神，我就是你的牧人。
Your good shepherd.
你的好牧人。
Your personal shepherd.
你这个个人私人的牧人。
It's one to one.
就是一对一的。
God is one to one with you.
那神呢，对你来说是一对一的。
David totally understands. That's why he's after God's heart. Most people look at God as just, oh, he take care of everybody. No, David look at God as a personal shepherd.
那大卫为什么是合神心意的呢？就是因为他认识这一点，他知道神呢就不是是个他私人的神，个人的神，一对一的神。
He will lead my way.
他会带领我的道路。
And we must change our concept now. This year, God is your personal shepherd.
那我们要改变我们的心思意念。那今年的神就是我们一个个人的神。
He has a plan for you.
他对你身上有一个计划。
He knows what he's going to do because he walks ahead of you.
他知道要对你来你前面的道路，因为他在你前面行走。
You are only a sheep.
你只是一只羊。
You don't know the future.
你不知道前面的道路
He knows.
但是他知道
That's why cast your burden to him. Anyone who is burdened, come to me.
那所以呢，我们要把我们的重担卸给神，任何就是有重担的来到他的面前卸给他。
I'm humble and gentle in heart.
那我是温柔谦卑的。
You must be humble. This year, make it your goal to be humble and gentle in heart. Why? Because you cast your burden to God already.
那我们今年呢，我们就把这个学习这个温柔谦卑成为我们的目标。为什么呢？因为我们要学他的样式，把我们的重担卸给他。
When you're humble, gentle, you'll find rest in your soul.
当你温柔谦卑的时候呢，你就在你的灵魂里边找到这个安息。
You will rest in God.
你在神里边就得着安息。
This year, God wants you to rest in Him.
那今年呢，神希望你在他的里面得安息。
If you don't remember anything today's sermon, in today's sermon.You remember only the first one. It's okay. That's the first blessing. I'm your own blessing.
那呢？如果你今天听完什么都记不住，就记住这个就行了。就是第一个，我就是你的祝福，神就是你的祝福。
Your personal coach.
那你是一个你的个人的一个教练。
Personal counselor.
一个个人的一个就是训诲师。
Your personal helper.
一个个人的私人的一个帮助者。
I know you by name.
我认识你的名字。
And I'll give you rest.
那我也给你安息。
As long as you humble yourself, come to me. Not be arrogant. Tell, hey God, I want to do this, do this. No.
只要你呢温柔谦卑的来到我面前啊，听就不要想了自己做这个做那个。
You acknowledge to God, God, I don't know anything. I'm only a sheep.
那呢，你向神承认了，你什么都不知道，你只是一只羊。
I always you know lose my way.
那我常常呢会迷失道路。
You are the good shepherd.
但是你是好牧人。
I follow you.
我跟随你。
I obey you.
我也听从你。
When you follow God and obey God, is more that means humility. It's not a talking, it's doing.
那当你跟随神的时候呢，就是你的谦卑。那呢，并不是一个说出来的，而是行出来的。
And you must trust too.
那呢，你也要信靠他。
Because if you don't trust.This passage is useless to you.
因为你没有信靠的话呢，这个经文对你来说一点用都没有。
If you don't trust God, it's your blessing.
如果你不相信他是你的祝福。
This year, this passage is useless to you.
那这节经文呢，对你来说一点用都没有。
You must believe.
你要相信。
You know that when you don't believe someone, you cannot deal with the person.
那你要知道，如果你不信任一个人的话呢，你是没有办法跟他有任何。
When someone don't believe you.There's no relationship.
那如果一个人不信任你呢，也没有这个关系，也没有再建立。
The relationship is based on you trust God because God knows everything. He's the creator.
那呢，这个关键关系的基础就是你信靠他，你知道神在你身上有计划。
He's the good shepherd.
他是这个好牧人。
Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. I'll give you abundance, and also even I'll die for you, which already happened." Means everything is yours. Even my life is yours.
那耶稣呢？他说我是你的好牧人，他会给你丰盛的生命，甚至呢为你舍命。这个舍命呢是已经发生的事情。
We learn it from Abraham and learn it from David to acknowledge.
那我们从大卫身上，从亚伯拉罕身上。
You are my shepherd. You are my blessing.
你学到就是你是我的牧人，你是我的祝福。
Therefore,
所以呢
，I lack nothing.
所以呢，我一无所缺。
Verse one, still verse one.
第十还在第一节。
The result is, I have everything I need.
那我的结果就是我所有需要的我都有，我不缺乏。
No, I don't have everything I need.
那你会说，哎，我没有全部都有呀。
Sometimes we are greedy.
因为我们太贪心，有的时候。
We have enough. We still want more.
那其实我们什么都有了，我们还想要更多。
God wants you to be content.
那神希望我们知足。
To know He is everything, He will give you everything. He not only can give you, He is everything to you.
那呢，我们要知足，知道神呢会供应我们一切。他不仅仅是可以提供一切，他就是一切。
When I first knew my wife as a girlfriend,
那我刚跟我的老婆谈恋爱的时候
，One day, you know, her birthday,
有一天是她的生日
，I just come to her.
那我就去找她。
She asked, "Where's your gift?"
她就说，你没有给我带礼物啊。
And I said, "I have."
我说我有带啊。
I prepared the biggest gift for you.
那我给一个最大的礼物给你。
That's where?
在哪里呀、
啊、？Right here, me.
我就是你最大的礼物。
She was so upset.
哇，她非常生气。
Because at that time, I have no business, nothing. I'm just starting my business.
因为当时我没有什么钱，我刚刚开始我的那个生意。
I couldn't afford that.
我没有办法，没有钱买。
I find excuses because I actually forgot the gift.
所以我就找了借口，其实呢是我根本就没记住是他生日。
Then you know I just go, I am your biggest gift.
那所以我就跟他说，我就是你最大的礼物。
Later on, of course, you know I bought her something, but we are human. We cannot say we are your blessing.
那当然之后我也买了一些礼物，但是我的意思就是我们只是人。
God is different. God is the fountain of life. He is the creator.
那神是不一样的，他就是那个生命的泉源，他就是一个创，他是创造者。
When Abraham said, "God, give me this and that," he said, "I'm your own greatest blessing."
那呢，当亚伯拉罕说给我这给我那，他说不是，我就是你最大的祝福。
And you don't need anything.
你什么都不缺。
You need me.
你需要的是我。
When you have me.
当你拥有我的时候
you have everything.
你什么都有了。
If you have the gift, you have only the gift. But if you have the giver, you have everything.
那如果你只是要礼物呢，你可能会得到礼物，但是呢，你要给，要拥有那个给礼物的那个人。
Focus on the giver.
所以呢，我们的定睛在给礼物的那位，而不是你收到的礼物。
When you focus on the giver, the gift will keep coming.
当你呢定睛在那个给礼物的人，
the gift is only one gift, two gifts.
持续的来。
And God wants you to focus on Him.
那神呢，希望我们定睛在他的身上。
The greatest blessing.
那最大的祝福。
Everything will come.
那其他一切都会加给我们。
Not one gift, two gift.
不只是一个两个礼物。
He who has God has everything.
那拥有神的人呢，就是拥有一切的人。
He who has God has the whole world does not have more than he who has God.
那拥有神的人 plus the whole world.
First, the whole world.
加上世界呢，就不会超过就是你的神。
You have God.
如果你有神。
Plus all the wealth in the world does not have more than you have God.
就是如果你有神呢，再加上世界上一切所有的呢，其实加起来都不会超过神。
Because you have God, you are already rich. I tell you, you're already rich this year.
那呢，因为呢，如果有神呢，你就是富足的，你今年就是富足的。
You have a rich dad.
你有一个有钱的爸爸
But you don't know
只是你不知道而已
But now you know
那现在你知道了
That's in the Bible.
这是圣经里说的。
God is a blessing.
神呢就是我们的
祝福。God is rich.
神是富足的。
God is everything.
神拥有一切。
God is the giver.
神是那个给予的。
Focus on the giver, not the gift.
定睛在这个给予者上，而不是给的东西。
Seek the giver, not the gift.
那你要寻求的是给礼物的那位，而不是你的礼物。
In Hong Kong, that is a famous family, Li Ga Shing.
那香港呢有李嘉诚这个家族。
They have two sons.
他们有两个儿子。
Yes. One is Victor Lee, one is Richard Lee.
那一个叫 Victor, 一个叫 Richard.
Victor is very smart.
那 Victor 很聪明。
Victor always tell his father, Daddy, all I need is you.
那呢 Victor 他就说，哎，爸爸，就是我需要的就是你而已。
The Richard said, Daddy, I don't need you. I can make my own.
那个小儿子就说，我不需要你，我自己可以赚钱。
It ends up, Richard has so much trouble. The father always has to pay him out. He didn't even know that.
那呢，其实就是这个小儿子 Richard 呢，其实常常都有麻烦。那这个李嘉诚呢，要常常的就是把他搞出来。
The difference is, finally, the father said, okay, this son is humble and obedient. He followed me. He has the big chunk of my, you know, inheritance.
那呢，这个结果就是呢，这个李嘉诚呢说，哎，我这个大儿子谦卑跟随我，寻求我，所以呢，我把这个。
The small son, you don't trust me, you don't want me, right? Then I just give you money. You go, you can do your own.
So, 大部分的资产呢都就是给了这个大儿子，那个小儿子他说你不需要我呢，所以呢就拿一些钱就走吧。
Be smart.
所以我们要聪明。
Focus on the giver.
我们要定睛在这个
Focus on
给礼物的人身上。
Not
定睛在爸爸身上。
Not focus on one item, two item or a little bit here and there.
不要定睛在这个小小东西。
Don't focus on the little job.
不要定睛在这些小东西。
Don't focus on little thing.
不要定睛在这些东西上面。
You know he's a big God.
他是一个大
伟大的神。Why you want little thing?
你为什么想要这个小的东西呢？
God wants to give you abundance, the greatest blessing, that's himself.
那神呢要给你一个最丰盛的，就是他自己。
He is your blessing. He is your God. He is your daddy.
他是你的祝福，他是你的爸爸，在天上。
My shepherd.
我的。
A good loving shepherd.
一个好的良善的牧人。
An abundant, a rich daddy.
一个丰盛的一个富足的父亲。
Therefore, I don't need anything more.
所以呢，就是我一无所缺，不知缺乏。
I don't need anything more.
我不需要其他
的。I have everything.
我已经有了。
Because I have daddy.
因为我已经有了爸爸。
When I was in China doing business, I saw one of the little kids wandering around the street.
那我那时候在中国做生意的时候，看见一个小孩在街上跑。
At that time, I became a Christian already. I look at this kid, it's dangerous, right? I just kid, where's your daddy, father? You know, no, I'm hungry. Okay, I take him to eat something.
那我当时刚信主，然后我看到这个孩子，我就问你这么危险在街上跑，我说你爸爸在哪？然后我就带这个孩子，他说他肚子饿，我就带这个孩子去吃那些东西。
And then here and there, and then he still want to run around. I said, you know, where's your home?
那他还是在跑来跑去。
He didn't know. And finally, you know, and I talked to him. He willing to show me where's home is. Then we take a taxi or whatever and go home.
那呢，就是他还是跑来跑去，所以我就比较担心他。后来我就问他你住哪，然后我们就叫了个的士，然后送他回家。
And I know one thing is that The kid doesn't need me.
那我知道呢，这个孩子不需要我。
He doesn't need one meal.
他也不是只是需要吃一个饭。
I buy him something.
一顿两顿饭，或者买他给他送他一个东西。
He need his mother.
但是他需要的是他的母亲。
He need his father.
他需要的是他的父亲。
When he has father and mother, he going to get everything he wants.
他有了父亲母亲呢，他其他一切都会有。
Same thing. You need your heavenly father.
我们也是一样，我们需要我们天上的父。
You don't need one meal, two meal, a job, or here and there. You need him.
那我们需要的不是需要一顿两顿或者是一些工作，我们需要的是他。
Because God is the provider, you will need nothing. We will lack nothing.
因为呢，他是我们的供应者，我们必不至缺乏。
So the first blessing is Yahweh is your personal blessing.
那呢，我们第一个福呢，就是亚伟是我们一个个人私人的一个福气。
Verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pasture. He lead me beside the quiet waters.
那第二节这里讲到，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
And Jesus used the I am too. When Jesus in John 6:5.
那呢，在约翰福音六章五节呢，耶稣说，就是他也说 I am.
One of the I am is I am the bread of life.
那他在说，我就是生命的粮。
You don't need to worry. I'm the bread of life.
那你不用担心，我就是生命的粮。
I'm the living water.
我就是那活水。
I'm the green pasture.
我就是那青草地。
I'm the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
The second blessing is God is your bread of life. More specific now.
那第二个福呢，就是神就是我们生命的粮。
God knows we are human. You know, we just say, "Hey, God, you are my blessing." You know, we have everything. Then we don't know. And the second blessing already, God make it more practical. Is I am the bread of life means I will supply you daily your daily bread.
那呢，我们第一福讲就是比较笼统，就是神是我们的供应者，我们的福气。那我他知道我们是人，所以我们要具体一点。第二点呢，就是他就是我生命的粮。因为他知道我们是比较，我们就是人，我们需要供应。
It's like it's like someone says, you know, hey, I am Costco.
就好像一个人说，哎，我就是那个 Costco.
You get a free membership for life.
那你这个在 Costco 你免费给你一个会员卡，终身会员卡。
I'm the bread of life.
我就是这个生命的粮。
God will supply you everything. God knows you need everything.
那神知道我们需要这一切。
The daily stuff.
每天的日用的饮食。
The material stuff.
那些物质的东西。
That's why in the Lord's Prayer, the first thing God, the Bible says is, I will give you daily your daily bread.
那所以呢，在主导文呢，他这里就讲到说，我们日用的饮食赐今日赐给我们。
And since God is a personal, God is your blessing. He's abundant. You have a rich there. You never lack thing. Now, and you just lie down, enjoy the green pasture and the water.
那呢，我们知道神呢是我们一个个人的神，他是我们的供应者，所以呢，我们现在要做的就是躺在青草地上，在可安歇的水边。
I'm the bread of life.
因为我就是生命的粮。
John chapter 6, verse 35.
马太福音六章三十五节。
John is.
约翰福音 ，sorry.
Yeah. When in John, there's a seven I am.
那呢，在约翰呢福音里面讲到七个我是。
David used the I am actually it foreshadowed Jesus Christ.
那呢，这个大卫里讲的这个我是呢，也是在好像影射新约来的耶稣。
Here we look at from our Old Testament point of view, you know, still we can say, I am your bread of life. God is your bread of life.
那这就是讲到我就是你生命的粮。
好 ，verse 3.
Okay, 第三节。
He guides me along the right path for his name's sake.
那他为自己的名呢引导我走路，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走一路。
He refreshed my soul.
你使我的灵魂苏醒。
David know he's a sinner.
他知道呢，大卫知道他自己是个有罪的人。
He need God to cleanse him.
他需要神呢来洁净他。
Direct him to the right path.
带领他走向义路。
To become righteous,
成为就义人。
You won't believe that David sinned much more than you and I combined together.
可能你们都不知道，其实呢，大卫呢犯的罪比我们还多。
Yet God said he is the one who after my own heart.
可是呢，神却说呢，大卫是合我心意的人。
Very simple, because he trusts the Lord with all his heart, trusts the I am Yahweh with all his heart, trust.
为什么呢？因为呢，很简单，就是他完全信靠这个神，因为他全心全意的信靠这个Yahweh的神。
He know I am the way, the truth, and life.
他知道呢，他就是这个道路、真理和生命。
Yahweh is the way, the truth, and life.
那 Yahweh 呢，就是这个道路、真理和生命。
I am.
我就是。
He followed them.
他就跟随。
And he know God. Yahweh give him the new life and new spirit. Then he will keep continue to walk in the right path.
那呢，这个Yahweh给他一个新的生命，新的灵，他也就继续的跟随他。
We do the same thing. We put on the new self every day.
那我们也是一样，我们每一天呢都穿上新人。
The new self is focused on the five blessings.
那呢，我们作为新人呢，我们就定睛在这五福身上。
Not focus on the world, focus on God.
啊，不是定睛在福，而是定睛在神身上。
Focus on He will provide.Give you daily your daily bread.
那我们就是定睛在就是他能够供应我们日用的饮食。
Second is the second blessing. The third blessing is the he give you a new spirit.
那第三个福呢，就是他给你一个新的灵。
A new life.
一个新的生命。
You become a Christian. That is a blessing.
那呢，当你成为基督徒的时候呢，你就是一个祝福。
And from then on, everything will work together for the good.
那从那个时候开始呢，万事都要为你互相效力。
God said you don't need to become good.
那神说你不是需要成为完美。
Then you believe me.
然后你再相信我。
God said you trust me, then I will give you good.
但是神说呢，你先来信靠我，然后呢，我会。让你变得更好。
When you believe me, you are being good already.
当你选择相信我的时候呢，其实你就已经好了，开始好了。
Not because you try to be good.
而不是说你尝试着要让自己更
好。You trust Jesus, then you become good, because the Holy Spirit renew you from inside out. Then you can behave good.
那呢，是因为我们认识他以后呢，圣灵在我们里面就能帮助我们能够做得更好。
We want to look good.
那我们每个人都想看起来很漂亮。
You want to feel good.
你也想感觉很好。
You want to have goods.
那你也想要有好的东西。
But God said, the first thing is, you must have me being good. Believe me first.
那呢，但是神说呢，第一件事就是你要先相信我，我可以让你很好。
God refresh your soul because in God you trust. You trust God.Is with you, and he will walk before you. He will be with you. He will walk behind you, and you don't need to worry. This is the right path. Follow him.
那我们神呢给了我们新的灵魂呢，我们就是要相信他在我们前后左右引领我们走这条路。
So the third blessing, you are a new creation.
那第三个福呢，就是你是新造的。
You are a new creation. God renew you.
那神呢已经更新了你，你是一个新造的。
Every day when you in the morning you get up and you look in the mirror.
那每天早上你起床，然后你看到镜子。
Of course, you will clean up yourself all these things to make you look good.
那当然你也会洗漱，让自己看起来更好。
Ask one more thing.
那就是对着镜子再问一件事情。
Today I want to put on the new self too.
就是我今天我还要穿上我的新人。
Put on the new me.
把我这个新的人穿上。
And you remember the fruit of spirit, the nine fruit of spirit. Today, should I put on love?
那你想到这个圣灵的九个果子，你想说，我今天要穿上爱吗
？Joy.
喜乐吗
？Peace.
和平。
Patience.
忍耐。
Kindness.
恩慈。
Goodness.
良善。
Faithfulness.
信实。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Self-control.
节制。
That's a lot.
好多啊。
But not, you don't just go, you know, okay, I look good. That's superficial.
啊，不是说哦，我好漂亮就行了，这就是外在的。
Today I want to put on one character.
那我今天我想把一个果子穿上。
You see, lately my husband is not happy, so why don't I put on joy?
那你啊。太太呢，如果你的先生不是很开心，要不然你不就把这个喜乐先穿上。
And my boss is not happy. Why don't I put on joy?
那我的老板好像不是很开心，那我就穿上这个喜乐。
You can choose it.
啊，你可以选。
You think you cannot? God said you can choose joy.
啊，你觉得你不可以，但是神说你可以选择喜乐。
Start when you look at the mirror. The first thing you start is a smile.
那第一件你看着镜子，第一件事你就可以开始对着他笑。
Then when you start to smile, you feel better too.
但你开始微笑的时候，你也会感觉得更好。
God want you to put on the new self.
那神呢希望我们穿上新人。
Put on love. That's easy. When you just go out in the sky train, you see someone, is begging for money. You have $2 in your pocket. Just give it to them.
啊，那穿上爱也很简单。你在路上看到有人在祈祷。
That's the beginning.
你就可以把你身上的两块钱给他。
That's the right path.
这就是一个新的开始，一个新的。
God want you to put on the new self.
神呢希望我们穿上新人。
Because you're a new creation.
因为我们是新造的。
God want you to influence the world.
那神希望我们能够影响这个世界。
That's the first blessing is you are a new creation.
那这就是第三福，我们是新造的。
And put on the new self.
把我们新人穿上。
The fourth, verse four.
第四节。
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me.
那我虽然行过死荫的幽谷呢，也不怕遭害，因为你的有同在，你的杖都安慰我。
When we are in trouble, the first thing we do, we try to handle the situation.
那当事情来的时候，我们第一个反应就是哦，我要就是来控制这个局面。
You run to your mother, your father, your husband, your wife.
那可能或者是呢，你跑向你的丈夫、你的妻子或者你的爸爸妈妈。
And it says here, when you are in the darkest valley,
可是这里说呢，当你在死荫的幽谷的时候呢，
God is with you.
也不用担心，因为神与你同在。
Many times in the Bible, we don't have time to read them. Many times in the Bible, God is your refuge.
那很多圣经里面都提到呢，就是神呢是我们的那个庇护所。
Now that is a new concept maybe to some of you.Refuge means in the Old Testament when someone make a mistake or commit some crime, something, God prepare a city for them to run to, so they can hide themselves.
那可能有些人不知道这个 concept， 就是在旧约里边，如果有些人呢不小心犯了一些错误呢，神呢有预备一个逃城，所以呢这些人呢做错事的人呢可以先逃在这个地方躲一下。
Hide yourself in the city.
那就是躲在这个逃城里
面。And someone, the Levi, they going to protect you.
那呢，有一些人呢，就是利未的子民呢，他们就会来保护这些逃城
里面。And reform you.
Reform. 然后也改造他们。
And spiritually help you to repent.
那呢，当然在灵里边希望他们可以悔改。
And it's like a prison system almost now to reform you, to re-educate you, so you become a better person.
其实就很像现在的监狱，就是在监狱里边呢，你可以改造。
Actually, the prison system from the Jewish system, the refuge city.
其实呢，监狱呢，就是从这个希伯来人这个逃城这个文化出来的。
And God is with Mark. Israel is the only one have the refuge city.
那呢，就是以色列呢是唯一一个有逃城的。
At that time, there's 48 little city for them to run to.
那当时有总共有四十八个逃城。
Each of them have the Levi to manage.
那每一个逃城呢，都会有利未人管理。
Six of them is a center, is a bigger one.
那有其中六个呢是大的六个逃城。
When you are in trouble, you don't need to go anywhere because God is a refuge.
那呢，你要是在麻烦来的时候，不用担心，他就是你的一个庇护所。
David said, "You know, he's the good shepherd. When I'm in trouble."You are with me.
那大卫说了的，就是你不用害怕。当我在麻烦当中的时候呢，神也与我同在。
Many times David used the word, "You are my refuge."
那很多次呢，大卫都说了，你就是我的庇护所。
When you are in trouble, you don't run to your wife, husband, or your friend.
那呢，你麻烦来说，先不要跑到你的老公、太太或者是你的朋友那边。
Because he has more trouble.
因为他的麻烦更多。
You run to God.
你先逃到神里面。
God is your refuge.
神是你的避难。
That's something you learn this year is to when you are trouble, go to God, pray.
那当你问题来，今年学的，当你问题来以后，跑向神。
God will hide you, protect you.
神呢就会保护你，保就是。
And he is your refuge.
他是你的避难所。
That's 88 times in the Bible talk about God is your refuge, your stronghold.
那在这个圣经里边有88次提到呢，耶和华是我们的避难所，是我们坚固的高台。我们跑向他。
Don't run to your boss.
不要跑到你的老板那里。
Don't run to Dustin.
不要跑到 Dustin 身上。
Don't run to David.
不要跑 David 那里。
Don't run to Pastor Wang.
不要跑，不要找王炳牧师。
Run to God.
先跑到神那里。
He's your refuge.
他是你的避难所。
88 times, that's a lot.
88次提到，这是很多的。
Dwell in the house of God means every time you run to Him.
那住在神的殿中，就是你每一次发生问题的时候，先跑向他。
He will protect you. He's a good shepherd. He will protect you. He will find a solution. And it says here, your rod, your staff, they comfort me.
在这里讲到，就是你的杖、你的竿呢，都安慰我。
God will comfort you first.
那神呢，要先来安慰你。
You expect your husband to comfort you? Forget it.
如果你期待你的丈夫先来安慰你了，那你就忘放弃吧。
I have a Bible study with six husbands.
我有一个就是六个丈夫聚在一起的一个小组。
And we talk about, and we hope our wife can comfort us.
那我们都常提到，哎呀，我们需要我们的太太来安慰
我们。But year after year, it's the same thing.
那每一年年复一年呢，都是同样的事情。他们每次都是希望
，because they expect too much from a human being.
因为他们对这个人呢，带着太多的期望。
And if someone have a wife group, they probably say the same thing.
如果有一个太太小组呢，可能也是情况差不多的。
I hope my husband say something nice to me.
哦，我希望我的先生跟我说一些好话。
Can read my mind and know I'm upset.
可以能够就是知道我心里想什么，知道我已经难过了。
Yeah, well, in my birthday, we don't have such a group. That's right. I'm talking about the other group. We have no problem here, but other people have problems.
那我们可能这里没有这个问题，可能别人有这样的问题。
So the thing is.We expect too much from each other. We try to change each other, forget the whole thing.
那我们就是问题，就是我们对别人有太多的期待，想要改变别人，我们要放弃这个想法。
When you have God, you bear with other people's problem.
当你有神的时候呢，你就可以跟别人一起来。
You can love your wife more, love your husband more.
那你可以更爱你的丈夫，更爱你的先生。
When God is your blessing abundance, you don't need other people.To comfort you, to give you anything, because God is in love.
那如果呢，你有神的时候呢，你也不需要从别人那得到安慰、得到帮助，因为神就可以来帮助你。
That's why God has another name before I am who I am. God has another name. Everybody before that name, before Moses, God's name is Almighty God. Almighty God means El Shaddai.
那呢，就是神呢？他说他自有拥有这个词之前呢，还有一个名字是什么？就是我是全能的神 ，El Shaddai.
Everybody think, oh, God is really powerful. No, he talking about El Shaddai means I'm all giving, all sufficient. God, I'll provide you, I'll give you.
那我们每个人都知道神是很有能力的神，但是这个 El Shaddai 呢，意思就是我是可以供应你一切的。就是可以提供一切的。
I'm a sufficient God. I will give you everything. I'll provide you. I'll give you all giving God. That is the right translation.
那我是可以供应你一切需要的神，这才是一个更正确的一个翻译。
Dwell in the house of God means you dwell in the abundance of God. God will supply you. He is sufficient. He is giving God.
那呢，住在神的殿中呢？就是我们住在一个可以供应你一切需要的一个神的里面。
This year you don't demand anything from your partner, from your boss, from nothing. You only demand from God. God will give it to you.
那今年呢，我们不要再期待从我们的配偶、从我们的上司得到任何东西。我们呢，就只求我们的神供应我们这一切的需要。
Because God says here, I'm your own blessing.
因为这里说了，神说了，我是你唯一的。
Your own, you don't need to compare other people. Hey, what about? No, you don't need. You concern about yourself.
那呢，我们不需要说，哎，那个人呢？那个人呢？你只要关心你自己。
And God knows your name too.
神呢也认得你的名字。
And he says here, my your rock and your staff, they comfort me.
这里说了你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Because you've never been a shepherd in your life, right?
因为你们都没有做过牧羊人。
Maybe someone from the West China, they may be a shepherd, but I don't know anyone. Anyone here has been a shepherd before? No.
这里有人做过牧羊人吗？
The shepherd, David was a shepherd.
那大卫呢是个牧羊人。
A shepherd, you know, when you talk about, when you look at your rock, your staff comfort me, you don't understand what that means. But a shepherd understands totally.
那呢你读这个我的杖我的竿你可能不理解但是作为一个牧人呢他们就能够理解这个
I did some research I found out the shepherd in the Middle East at that time they have a rod and a staff
那这是我 做了一些研究就是在中东的那些牧人呢他手上会有一根杆杖然后这还有一个
and a rod what does the rod do
那这个杆用来干嘛呢
the staff is to help him to be steadyAnd also to help him to direct the ship.
那这个杖呢，就是帮助他能够就是爬山的时候可以走路走稳一点。
What is a rock?
杆嘛，就是帮你走路嘛，是不是
？Rod. Rod. Yeah.
就是在帮你，就是帮他走路。
Because staff is help you to walk and direct, but the rock is different.
反正就是一个是帮你走路，一个是管羊的，是吗 ？Again.
The rock is very short, not too big.
The rock.
Yeah, the rock.
一根棍。
This is long, this is short, right?
一根棍是短的，然后一根杖是长的。
The little short one. In this one, the shepherd have two. This one, that is a Y shape there.
这个杆呢，有一个像个 Y 字。
In the Y shape, they attach a strong, what they call a swing or something.
然后它这个杆子是个 Y 型的，上面有一根绳子绑。
And at the end of the swing, it have a little leather pocket.
那在这个杆这个绳子下面呢，有一个皮做的一个像小口袋一样的东西。
Then in his pocket, in the shepherd's pocket, there is at least have something like 15-20 stone, really sharp stone.
那在这个牧羊人口袋里边呢，可能会带可能15-20个石头。
Because the shepherd has to protect the sheep, they have to fight against the lion, the tiger, all these people, all these animals.
因为牧人呢要保护这个羊，所以呢他要就是随时准备好去打狮子呀，打那个狼啊，打仇敌啊。
That's why David, when he killed the giant in Goliath, and to him it's easy. He looked even like a just an animal.
那所以呢，大卫杀死这个哥利亚的时候呢，对他来说很简单，就像杀死一个野兽一样。
God is a warrior. You know this is a weapon.
那呢，神呢是一个就是一个战士，你知道这个
小小的东西。When you put a stone on there, when you pull the swing and then start to shoot, it can kill anything because it will go 100 miles with that stone.
那呢，
like a bullet.
当你就是这样子拉这个弓的时候呢，它这个石头可以飞，就是，一分钟可以飞100米，100 miles 英里，所以呢，像一个就是武器一样。
It's like a bullet.
就像一个子弹一样。
When it hit a lion, the lion just dies.
那打到这个狮子身上，狮子就会死。
He is very, David is very accurate because he's been around for a long time as a shepherd.
那呢，大卫呢是非常准的，可以打得很准，因为
他当了很多年的牧人。And David has another weapon. Is that the not only he has this, he has another one. You can just do it this way.
那还有他有一个
sling,
是这个叫什么杖？不是鞭子。
This one even more powerful. This one when you start to you know and swing it, it will go up to 200 miles.
那这个就是速度更快了。这个他转的时候可能200英里。
You will deal with the bear or something.
可能是对付熊啊这一类的。
When you do this, finish.
那当你这样子打的时候，可能这个。
That's why the giant to everybody, you know, when the Israel soldier faced the giant Goliath and they are afraid.
那所以呢，就是大家都害怕哥利亚这个巨人。
David sees he just take this, right? Two pocket in here and put this here. Come. That's how you know. boom, right here. 可是
大卫对他来说就小菜一碟，甩一甩就打出去，打中中靶心。
To God, God is a refuge. All this is 小菜一碟。
啊，就是对神来说，这都是小菜一碟啊，这是他的，是你的避难所。
All this problem is little things to God.
那这些问题呢，都是小问题，对神来说。
God is so big, he's bigger than anything. Actually, he is so big, he is, even you live in him, the Bible said in Acts 17, we live in God.
那神呢是如此的伟大呢，那圣经来讲呢，我们圣经说呢，我们其实就是住在他里面。
It's like in your body, there's a million, trillion of these little cells, they live in us.
那就像我们身体里面呢，住满成千上万的小小的细胞。
We cannot imagine how big is God.
所以我们人呢是没有办法理解神的伟大。
It just said here, God is powerful. You just go to Him, it's okay. You don't need anything.
这也就是说，神是伟大，只要你有需要，你就找他。你不需你，所以你会一无所缺。
And you tell your husband too, you don't need to worry, just pray.
那你也跟你的丈夫这样讲，不用担心，只要祷告。
God is powerful.
神是伟大的神。
He is our refuge.
他是我们的避难所。
Run to God.
跑向他。
Instead of run to each other, you both kneel down together. Run to God.
那呢，不要彼此的来拥抱，所以跑，而是呢一起跪下来向他来祷告。
If you ask someone, you have your partner, you have to do something, have to do something. You put pressure on each other because impossible. He's only human.
那如果你想你的配偶呢，为你做这个做那个。放弃吧。
United in your heart, you said, "We're going to run to God. God is our refuge."
但是呢，我们要彼此同心合意呢，就是跟一起来逃向神。
Dwell in the house of God.
因为他是我们避难所，我们住在他的殿中。
好。God is our refuge.
那神呢，是我们的避难所。
The first one, God is my blessing.
那第一个福呢，就是神是我们的福。
God is the bread of life.
第二呢，就是神是我们生命的这个
粮。I am the bread of
life. 我就是生命的粮。
Verse 3, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
第三就是我就是道路、真理、生命。相信我，信靠我。
Then everything is okay. Don't trust me, doesn't matter. You're going to go your own way, you're going to lose.
那如果你不信靠我呢，你没有办法，你会失去一切。
The fourth blessing is the I am your refuge.
那第四个呢，就是我是你的避难所。
This year you learn, don't ask your boyfriend, don't ask your husband, don't ask your boss. God is your refuge.
那从今年我们要学的就是不要去找你的配偶，找你的兄弟姐妹，找你的。
Don't even ask your son. Your son have a lot of other things to do.
也不要找你的儿子。
Your children.
不要找你的孩子，他们也有很
多事情。You want something? You talk to God.
你想要什么呢？跟神说。
God will move heaven and mountain and to help you.
神呢就会移山倒海来帮助你。
He is all powerful.
因为他是全能的神。
He is your refuge.
他是你的避难所。
Finally, the fifth blessing.
那最后一个福呢？
Very, very interesting is that the Chinese.
那很有趣，在中国，就是在这句话里面。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of an enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
那呢，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Table. What's the table used for? You don't see in the war time or when you in the battle, you see the table.
那呢，这个筵席是什么呢？就是在打仗的时候，你看到筵席吗？
Don't see a table because when you have a table. Last week we went with our small group to celebrate Chinese New Year. We have a table, six people there, to eat, drink, and have a good time.
那呢，上个礼拜呢，我们就跟我们小组大概六七个人在一起，就是聚会，有一个筵席。
Table is for eating.
那呢，这个筵席呢，就是为了吃喝的。
It's like a family.
就像一家人一样。
You mean I put a table in front of my enemy?
那这一说了，你为在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
That's very strange.
很奇怪是吧？
Your enemy, you don't invite your enemy to eat, right?
你会邀请你的敌人来一起吃吗？
Right. David in his life has so many enemies in Psalm 18, you know, in so many other passages, he talked about his enemy, and even the one eat with him, kick him from under, you know, they betrayed him.
那呢，在大卫这一生呢，他有很多的敌人，在诗篇十八篇还有很多地方都讲到，甚至就是跟他一起吃饭的呢，也背后就是踢了他一脚。
Table very simple. It's not our table, it's God's table. God spread the table in front of the enemy.
那这个筵席呢，不是我们的筵席，而是神给的神的筵席，他把食物摆在上面。
And if you watch some of the movie in the Second World War when the Japanese surrender,
那呢，如果你看一些二战的电影，当这个日本呢投降的时候
，That's a table in the aircraft carrier,
有一
long table.
那他在这个飞机上，他们就摆一个长长的桌子，航空母舰摆一个长的桌子。
And the Japanese surrender, they need the table to sign the paper.
那呢，这个日本投降了，所以他们要在上面签字。
Here, you know, that's what God's meaning here. God spread the table in front. It's like the enemy surrender.
那这个神呢，把这个筵席摆在上面，就好像是说仇敌要投降了。
Because the Bible said, you know, in Colossians, Jesus already overcome all the power and authority.
那因为圣经上说呢，耶稣呢已经就是胜过一切的就是仇敌。
He disarmed everything already.
他已经把所有的武器，别敌人的武器都卸下。
Nobody can be against you.
没有人可以来就是针对你。
So no enemy are there actually.
其实是没有敌人。
Because God spread the table in front of them, let them surrender.
因为神呢已经把这个桌子预备好了，让他们要投降。
Oh, you are afraid. Hey, what about this? What about this? The Bible said, no.He already disarmed all the power and authority. He is the head, right? And all you need to do is relax.
那呢，你会想，哎呀，我还有这个问题，还有那个问题，是不用担心，神已经把桌子预备好了，你只需要安息。
And God bring this enemy in front of you is to insult them.
那神呢，把这个桌子预备好，其实就是要来。Insult, 就是要来嘲讽他们。
Watching you to eat and drink and everything, and sign the paper surrender.
就是仇敌要看着你在那吃吃喝喝，还要签这个投降书。
But we don't have time to explore this because just this one can consume one sermon. Okay, prepare the table.
Yeah, 那单单就是讲到这个筵席呢，就可以讲一篇道。
You anoint my head with oil.
那你用油膏了我的头。
Now all in the Bible have so many different meaning, but in here the head of oil means the oil of gladness.
那呢，在这个圣经里面，膏油有各种各样的意思，但是在这里呢，这个头上的膏油呢，意思就是一个蒙悦纳、喜悦的膏油。
Yeah, the oil of gladness and also the oil of victory.
也就是一个得胜的膏油。
And you are victorious.
那你是一个得胜的。
My cup overflow is Psalm 16. God will fulfill His promise for you. You have your portion, your cup.
那呢，在你的福杯满溢呢，就是神呢，就会你的对跟你有一个就是有一个 portion， 就是给你的那一份呢会满。
God give each of us a portion.
那每一个神给我们每一人呢都有一份。
Each cup is just right for you.
那每一个杯呢就是刚刚合适。
The problem is if you have too much, you forget God.
但是问题就是呢，如果你有太多，你可能就忘记。
If you don't have enough, you complain about.
那如果这个杯呢不够不满的时候呢，
Each person is different.
你又会就是抱怨，所以每个人是不一样的。
Because we have come from different background.
因为我们每个人的背景都不一样。
So God will give you enough.
所以呢，神呢会给你刚刚好
enough security to enjoy him
啊，刚刚好的就是安全感，让你能够就是享受
他。Not too much, you will desert him.
不是太多，过多的让你离弃他。
Not too less, you complain.
或者是太少不足的时候，你会来就是抱怨他。
Because God is everything already. He is your blessing. He is abundance. He has everything. He as long as you ask, he will give you what you need.
那呢，他就是你的供应者，他就是给你一切的那个神。
You lack nothing.
只要你祷告的时候，他就会给你，你一无所缺。
So here, God is your protector.
那这里呢，就是神是我们的保护者。
Bibles many many time talk about God is a protector.
那在圣经里有很多次讲到神是我们的保护者。
One of them is Psalm 91.
那诗篇九十一篇里面有提到。
It's worth us to look at that 91. That's the last.
可以看一下。
We look at 91, Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
Because our blessing, the five blessing is for people who dwell in the shelter of God.
那这五福呢，是给那些住在神殿中的人。
91 exactly talk about the dwelling in God.
那九十一篇呢，就是讲到住在全能者的里面。
Verse 1, whoever dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
那第一节就讲到住在至高者隐蔽处的。
Most High is one of the God's name.
那至高者呢，也是神的一个名。
I mean, God is the only ruler.
那意思就是神呢是唯一的。
Is in control.
唯一的，他是控制
一切的。If you dwell in the Most High, will rest in the shadow of Almighty.
那住在至高者隐蔽处呢，必住在全能者的荫下。
Almighty is El Shaddai, mean God will give all given God.
那这个全能者就是 El Shaddai, 就全能，就是。
Mean when you dwell in God, you dwell in the most powerful God, He's in control, and also most given God, He is love.
那你住在神的殿中呢？你就是住在这个全能者的最爱你的这个神的里面。
That's the two names of God already in the Old Testament.
这就是圣经已经讲这两个神的名字。
Verse two.
第二节。
I will say of the Lord.
那我论到耶和华说。
Means I am. Your Lord is Yahweh.
那 Yahweh 神就是
Yahweh。He is my refuge.
他是我的避难所。
He is my fortress.
是我的山寨
Protection,
就是保护
In whom I trust
是我的神是我所依靠的
So in here he already Psalm 91 already summarized all the God's name You have God as your blessing You God is the most high God God is the almighty God God is the Yahweh God is your refuge You dwell in him
那呢？九十一篇已经讲到神很多的名字，就是至高者、全能者，就是然后亚伟，还有避难所、山寨。
The five blessing is for people who dwell in the house of God. It means exactly like here, dwell in God.
那这个五福呢，就是给住在神殿中的，就像这里讲的，住在至高者隐秘处。
God is everywhere.
那神呢是无所不在的。
Right where you are，
就在你在哪，他就
在哪。Take off your sandal，
把你的鞋脱下来。
As long you trust him，
只要你来信靠他。
If you don't trust this Bible, this sermon is meaningless to you。
如果你不信靠的话，今天的讲道呢，这个经文对你来说
，You must trust God is your blessing, your only blessing is yours。
那你要相
信 personal blessing，
相信呢这个他呢是你一个。个人私人的神
and all you need to remember is just God is your bread of life I'm the bread of life
你要记得神呢是我们的供应者是我们生命的粮
I'm the way the truth and life
他就是这个道路真理和生命
I am your refuge
他是我们的避难所
I am your protector
的保护者
and that's already fine right And as long as dwell in him,
只要我们住在他的殿中
and the five blessings will come to you,
这个五福呢就会临到你
and all things will work together for your good this year.
而且万事呢都要为你互相效力
So all you need to remember the verse one, God is your personal blessing.
所以呢，只要记住第一点，神呢是我们私人的神
And you will lack nothing this year for sure.
今年呢，我们就会一无所缺。
And verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you don't have to follow the sermon. You just, this year, every time you have problem and anything you're not sure, go back to Psalm 23. He's the good shepherd.
那今年呢，发生任何事情的话呢，你们就马上跑回到诗篇二十三篇第一节。
You just remember verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 5 is five blessings.
就是想着就是这个一节一节的就是一个一个的服。
You just read it, apply to your own situation.
你读的时候呢就把这个带入到你当时的这个问题当中。
Not necessarily the way I read, but follow the Bible. Then each one, you know, hey, God has a blessing here this year. Because at the beginning of the second year, we talk about that. God is my good shepherd. The good shepherd loves me.
那不一定是按照我刚才讲的来，但是呢你就是今年在这个龙年你想到哦，今年年初的时候我们学到这个四篇二十三篇，你就一就是放在你的这个问题当中，神是我们的祝福，这有五个神的祝福。
And the conclusion is verse 6.
那呢这个总结呢就是这第六节。
If you do that, all things will work together for the good.
如果你这样做的话呢，万事都要为你来效力。
And you dwell in the house of God.
住在神的殿中。
And the blessing will come this year.
那呢，祝福呢，今年就会来。
Just only six verses this year, you apply these six verses in your life, and your life will be much more abundant.
那呢，只有六节，所以呢，你今年呢，把这六节放在你的这个生命中。
And you can rest in the shelter of God.
你就能够在。神的这个隐蔽处呢，啊、
Thank you.
能够安息，谢谢。
God bless you.
你祝福你。